Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
With this tragic typhoon, which we would call a hurricane in America, but a tragic typhoon that over 10,000 reportedly has been killed by the largest storm in the history, they say, of the world, and now all the, we know what it was like to lose your homes and all the different things, and it's like, but when your homes are fragile and there's no building code and there's not a solid form of government and more of a socialistic type thing going on, and some of the people were picking their houses up and moving them before the storm. They picked their houses up carried their houses. So you know a house that fragile can be blown away in the surge, and it's just tragic. And so we want to be able to continue to focus our attention. You should be able to go to the front of VFNTV.com, and you see the Samaritan Purse. Click on that banner, Samaritan Purse. It'll take you right to where you can put your money right into the hands of Franklin Graham's ministry. There, I don't think there's anybody I've seen on the face of this earth right now that has such a compassion to, and God gave him this ministry sometime back. Don't have time to talk about the story behind it. And he is hands, feet on the ground, hands on the ground, but not just for a momentary, I'm going to swing out there during my vacation time and come back and feel like I've done something, blow in, blow, blow out. But he will actually sustain help there. And so make your dollars work. These NGOs, these non-government organizations that are funded by government, they're good. Anything that can be done. But as a Christian, how much more in the name of Jesus Christ are you going to put put the funds in the hands of believers who are there to minister in the name of Christ, meet those needs. And let's do this thing. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Samaritan's Purse. You'll see it right there, and it says, you know, help the victims of this tragic tsunami. Over 10,000. And we're seeing, by the way, if you go back and listen prophetically, you see how quickly, like one day there wasn't 10,000 folks reportedly dead, and next day there was. And we're getting so bombarded, our senses are so bombarded that sometimes you can just move on. And you're thinking about a cappuccino or something today.
Right.
Instead of saying, dear God, 10,000 plus human beings on the face of the earth had just died today, and they're at the throne room, your throne room, facing the judgment seat. And did I even think about them? Did I even preach the gospel? Did I say I didn't want to go and leave my job? Did I become a sponsor? Did I become a partner with VFN Radio, which is broadcasting around the world, or broadcasting on Christian Television Network? What did I do? Did I do something? And if you didn't, don't just feel all condemned about it. Just get involved now. Go to VFNTV.com and partner with Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan Purse is not looking for a photo op. They will be there through the long haul. Through the long haul. And there's other ways you can help with other catastrophes taking place, and there's going to be quite a few. And understand this, the best safety plan for your future, the best preparation for your future, is helping those who are going through tragedy today, helping the weak today. If you want to make sure your future is taken care of, take care of people in need today. Spend your time, your resources, your prayer, everything on making sure that your fellow citizen of the earth, men and women who are going through crisis, that you're there for them. And you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on the banner, Samaritan Purse, on the front page right there. And it'll take you right to where, at the very bottom of that, when you read about what's taking place there in the Philippines, you can enter in your dollar amount and just push a button, and it's in their hands going to work. We want to remember what's taking place in the Philippines. I want you to hear first a report from CBN News talking about it's like a war zone. A war zone in the Philippines, that with this typhoon, with over 10,000 reportedly people that are feared dead over there. Listen up, and we're going to talk about this.
Thanks for joining us for CBN News Today. I'm Charlene Israel.
And I'm Ephraim Graham. U.S. Marines are in the Philippines helping with aid and recovery of bodies in the wake of super typhoon Haiyan. Even 3 days after the massive storm struck, the devastation is still incomprehensible. At least 2 million people are desperate for help, and thousands of people are feared dead. It's being called one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. Typhoon Haiyan ravaged the Philippines. destroying entire cities, towns, and villages, crippling roads, and destroying tens of thousands of homes.
We don't have everything. We don't have houses.
As many as 10,000 people are feared dead. Survivors say some areas look like war zones, with corpses in trees and along sidewalks. CBN disaster relief teams are on the ground in some of the hardest hit areas, distributing relief goods to victims.
We have lots of water, which is really badly needed in those areas. We have canned goods, sardines, we have rice, we have tents and also mats and blankets. We also have stuffed toys. Because hundreds of thousands of children were traumatized during the typhoon.
A team of 90 U.S. Marines are helping in the search and rescue efforts. CBN also coordinated with the military, giving them relief goods for areas that have been cut off from the rest of the country.
People have not eaten for days, so we're sending now blankets, mats, medicines, food, rice, all the essential things that they need to survive. And we are assembling a group of doctors here and also in Cebu to join our team in the disaster areas.
Haiyan affected millions of people when it barreled through the central Philippines Friday. Winds of up to 170 miles per hour destroyed much of the infrastructure and communication lines, making the relief effort that much harder for this island nation.
It's important to remember tangibly by going to Operation Blessing and sowing financially, and your prayers go to VFNTV.com and give financially to Samaritan's Purse. You can see it right on the front. We need to be there and stand over 10,000. And understand this, your best protection plan for the future for you is to take care of them today. And that's how God wants to see it. There's compassion in our heart. Do we care about those who are suffering? And this is huge suffering. This is something that we can really relate to, and our hearts go out. And there's teams on the ground right now helping them begin to rebuild their lives. Understand if one family member has lost their life in the storm, you have a ripple effect to that whole family. It's just not only lost their things and their stuff and all this, but you lost your loved one. And you're just looking at hearts just shattered and broken, and just begin to pray for these folks. Mm-hmm. You can do something. You can go to VFNTV.com, and you'll see Samaritan's Purse on the front page of VFNTV.com. You can click there and give immediately to those that are on the ground. You can do something, and now's the time to reach out and say, you know what, I want to be there for those that are in this major, major time of need. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God,
and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.